Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Please be seated. Jesus said to them, "Just as it is written, repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be preached in my name among all the nations." You are part of this fulfillment of Scripture. You are those of all the nations to whom repentance for the forgiveness of sins is preached. And indeed, many of you are those, or are those who will shortly be preaching this repentance among all the nations. Take note, just as it is written, repentance, the preaching of repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be done among all nations, just as it is written. The fulfillment of Scriptures does not end with the suffering of Christ, his resurrection from the dead on the third day, or his ascension to sit at the right hand of the Father. The fulfillment of Scripture includes the continuous work of putting all things under his feet until he returns to judgment. As the Apostle writes, "Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death." Death has been destroyed in his resurrection, and death continues to be destroyed as repentance for the forgiveness of sins is preached in all the nations. And so the Scripture continues to be fulfilled until death is completely swallowed up forever. Just as it is written. Dear brothers, the work that you do and that you will do is not peripheral or happenstance. It is not as though there is certainty in Christ's work, but uncertainty in your preaching of Christ's work. Christ does not overcome the grave and then look on in hope that your preaching will bring repentance. No, indeed, he establishes your preaching. He establishes your work of preaching just as certainly as he worked his own propitiation, his own victory, his own new life, and gives that to his people. When you preach, Christ endows your words with the same power from on high by which he set all things under his feet. The sin of your hearers, the temptation of all earthly powers, the assaults of the devil are set underfoot by this Holy Spirit, who exercises the immeasurably great power which raised our Lord from the dead. Your ministry is established by Scripture, and the Scripture cannot be broken, just as it is written. The certainty of your ministry resides in Christ, the head, who still works all things in the church, that is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Because Christ fills all things, he is still active in all things, extending and accomplishing his work. So what can it mean that Christ fills all things? The antiphon of the day proclaims, "God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet." The trumpet. The trumpet in the Scriptures is an instrument distinct from all others, set apart for special use. The Levites could play other instruments, such as the lyre, but only the priests could sound the trumpet. Trumpets were blown to assemble the Israelites before God. They were blown when the burnt offerings were presented. And the Lord himself says that the trumpets are a reminder of his people before him. Thus the trumpets call attention to the presence of God among his people. And they call the people to present themselves before the Lord in worship. In short, you can say that the trumpet announces a reconciliation between God and his people, where God has presented himself in mercy and invites his people to join into that fellowship with him. Just as it is written, "God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet." In this victory, Christ enters heaven, the trumpet announcing his presence, his gracious presence, his invitation to all the nations. The trumpet announces to the nations that Christ is present before them to rule, and yet to rule with a preaching of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And so the trumpet calls all nations to worship their God, who is not far away or inaccessible, but has filled all things to make himself present on behalf of the world. And this is to say that everything is made present to him. Nothing evades or avoids his gracious presence, his merciful call to repentance, to forgiveness, and to new life. Christ is present to all. He fills the earth. He fills the earth in his body, the church. And by ascending, he endows his church, giving gifts to men, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. In short, you who will preach repentance and forgiveness to the nations, you who will baptize and absolve, you who will distribute his true body and blood to sustain the body of this church and his fullness in the world, you are Christ's gifts to his church. And this is, of course, no cause to be puffed up. For as we have heard, your ministry as a gift of God grows and thrives as you abide in his word and abide in his love. If you depart from his word, you cannot speak the truth. You would depart from the scripture and no longer serve its fulfillment. But as you abide in his word and in his love, you also speak the truth in love, and you grow up in every way into Christ. Remaining in his love, you grow in his love, and the church also grows in his love. And so, as his disciples did upon returning into Jerusalem after his ascension, you also remain always in the temple, blessing God. And in this way, you will remain in his love. Only, of course, your temple is not a building, but it is the temple of his body. Remain in this body, in his love, and so speak the truth in love. And continue to receive his body and the blessing of bread and wine. Distribute this bread and wine, that is, this body and blood, to build up the church and to so put all things under his feet, just as it is written. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.